Would you hold him for just a moment, please?
Grab me.
By 20 votes.
That's good, that's good. What are we going to do now when we lose 30, 40 seats up there? We're going to quit passing them?
Yeah, we're going to be in trouble. We're going to be in trouble.
How many are you going to lose in New York?
I don't think we're going to lose as many as people think we are. I think this bill today is going to help a lot of people.
What about Roosevelt on the Liberal Party?
I'm trying to talk to him, and I wish he would too. He's very close to me, been my friend for many years. I can talk him out of it.
He said he's accepting it.
Oh, no. We can talk him out of it. He's very bitter. He says there's no future for him in the government. That's what he told me. And if there's any way to give him some kind of sinecure, I think he'd change his mind. But he's very bitter. He says there's no future for him.
Well, I gave him everything he asked for. He wanted to be Under Secretary of Commerce, and he got it. He wanted to be head of the Equal Opportunity, and he got it.
Okay.
One of the biggest jobs in the government. Say, what about this fella?
Who?
That they say that you raised in hell about, named Gamzer.
Gamzer? Oh, he's a good man.
I want to appoint some Johnson men, and I was about to appoint another fella, and somebody, Jack Lindy, said that, don't you do that, and he talked to Adam.
Well, I can tell you he's a Johnson man. Howard Gams is a Johnson man.
You know what you're talking about?
I know what I'm talking about. He's been my friend for 21 years.
You sure?
He was my chief for labor. He'll go down the line. I can guarantee it.
Well, call him up and tell him we'll send his name up tomorrow.
God bless you. I tell you one thing I'd like, Mr. President. I'd like you to give Johnny Dent a pat on his back.
I will. I'll do it.
He did a hell of a good job. And most of recommit, we won by 20 votes. It was a cliffhanger, but we won it.
I'll call him in the morning.
All right, now,
Your boy Carl Albert's in bad shape.
Oh, yeah.
I had my doctor come up from Atlanta today.
I know it. He's such a sweetheart, too. But if you could talk to FDR, and I will talk to him, because he's been my friend for many, many years, maybe we can dissuade him.
I don't think so. He's announced he's running.
I know, but after all, he's changed his mind 3 times already. And
I can't
all he wants is recognition. He thinks he's finished as far as government's concerned. And if you can talk to him, he will know that he's not finished. And that's the main thing. Otherwise, he'll kill the ticket. He really will. He's a good vote getter. He'll pull 300 to 400,000 votes, and Rocky will be back again. Did you hear what I said about you before Bobby Kennedy?
No.
Well, you asked someone to put out my press release that I used before Bobby about you as the greatest president in the world. That man, he looked at me with his dead blue eye. I looked him right back. Hey, by the way, Sam, you already called me last night from Los Angeles and said, man, I watched on television. When you looked him in his eyes, he dropped them.
You call Brother Gamzer and I'll call Dan in the morning, but
right.
You just tell him you called up down here at 11 o'clock. I just got out of a meeting of these young people, and they told me you called, and I decided it wasn't too late for you.
FDR?
No, I don't think I would.
No?
No.
He might do it because he's close to me. Been close since he was a kid.
Well, he'll be saying it. He'll be telling it, though, and he'll get you in the paper. He'll get you in the paper.
But I won't use your name. I'll just use mine.
Sure on to mess that thing up, Adam. Here you are on television, Adam.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they tell me.
ABC, damn, you're a good-looking devil.
Yeah, well, that's good, that is it.
This picture must have been made before you, before you got old.
Was this picture made 4 years ago?
All right, well, I'll phone Gamza tomorrow, and I'm doing it for you, and just charge it up to the PAL account, because I don't know him. I want to bring a Johnson man, but you underwrite him being Johnson.
Johnson man, if he isn't, we'll cut it.
All right.
We'll cut
and
it.
I just leave him up to you then.
Okay, baby. Thank you.
Waiting.